are able to overcome every obstacle, every hindrance. You are able to bring forth that which is even dead. So, Father, we come by that blood this morning. We ask for that impartation. You see the needs that are here. You see the positions, the place, and what is needed by the power of that blood to work within the lives of each and every individual here. That at the end of the day, we might receive from you the totality of the fullness, the totality of that deliverance, the totality of that healing, the totality of that resurrection that is needed in the lives of each of us in this time. Hallelujah. Father, you said that you sent your word, and it was the word that healeth your people. And so, my God, we cry out for that living word. I bring my mind unto you, Lord. I present it unto you. Let my thoughts not be my thoughts, but let them be your thoughts. Father, if it is my thoughts, then Father, do not let that word or that thought progress beyond my lips, I ask. My God, I pray for the ears of the hearer, that you might work within them the strength and the ability and the wherewithal by which they might be able to hold on to the living God. Father God, that we might even be as that woman who pressed through the throng of crowd and religious thought and religious bigotry that was all around Jesus Christ as he walked down that street, my God. She pressed through it. She pressed through it. She pressed through it, my God. And she reached out to grab hold of the hem of that garment, and out of him flowed that command of virtue that was required and requested of that woman, and she was healed. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to thank you this morning for the place that we are in. We want to thank you for the thought of bringing your word to us. We were so undeserving. We were so despicable. We were so rebellious. Yet you saw fit to speak, to breathe upon us, my God. And we all became living souls. Hallelujah. So it is this morning. We come. My God, I pray for these ears that they might hear that which the Spirit would say. Let it cut through all of the intellect. Let it cut through all of that emotional position of our soul. My God, to touch the reality and the essence of the Christ that is within us. And that we might be quickened. Hallelujah. Quickened in the Spirit. Hallelujah. To overcome the external, this husk, this shell. Hallelujah. This body of death. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hello. My goodness. I am very, very happy to be here. I have traveled a long ways to come to here at this point in time. Hallelujah. I traveled back and forth across the United States over the ocean. Hallelujah. I've traveled back and forth across Nigeria just to come here. Hallelujah. At the end of the day. Praise the Lord. I trust that we will not be disappointed. Hallelujah. I know that God wants to touch us. I know by the Spirit that God is here waiting for us. But you know, brethren, we have to show a sensitivity to the moving of the Holy Spirit. We have to encourage the moving of the Holy Spirit. We have to encourage the presence of God. If we are doing things and acting in a way that is not consistent with the nature of God, then God is going to withhold. God is going to withdraw. He's not going to come so in the manner that he would come. So what you receive from God, how the experience that you have with God during these time frames is dependent upon you. Hallelujah. If in your free time you are going to be perpetrating foolishness, if you're going to be doing things that are not consistent with the flow of God in the meetings, You don't come to a meeting, go out of a meeting, just to fall back into a rut, just to go back into a habitual manner of living as you have in the past. You want to meditate on the Word, praise God. You want to be talking about the Word, not foolish business. Hallelujah. Not business of the day, not friendly friends business, not this business, not that business. You want to be concentrating on God's Word. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you know God is trying to deliver us out of church. Hallelujah. Amen. Trying to deliver us out of church mentality. Trying to deliver us out of church theology. Church behavior. Hallelujah. We cannot behave like we're in church anymore. Hallelujah. Oh, if you behave like in church, church is what you'll be, and church is what you will get at the end of the day. I don't want church. I want God. I want body. I want to be a part. I want to be a piece. Hallelujah. So therefore, it is necessary for me to be able to regiment myself in a manner of thinking. Break out of my habitual patterns of thinking. Hallelujah. You know, the devil has worked very hard to establish certain patterns of action. Somebody does something, you respond. Somebody does something else, you respond. Hallelujah. And we are to break those patterns. We are to break those positions, those places of habitual living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think I can safely say that God wants to deliver you. No, I beg your pardon. He doesn't want to deliver you. He wants you dead. Hallelujah. God wants you dead. Oh yes. Do you not know that as many were baptized into Christ Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You went down as Nigerians. Hello. Hallelujah. Everything about your Nigerian heritage, everything about your position, your place of family relationship, family orientation, you went down Nigerian. And you came up God. Hallelujah. He says we will therefore walk. Hallelujah. Do you notice anything about Christ's behavior that is Nigerian?
No.
Or whatever. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It doesn't make any difference whether it's American, German, English, whatever it may be. There are none of those in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother, it's hard for us to understand. It's hard for us to comprehend. But if we want to be in that company of people, if we want to be a part of that 144,000 first fruits company, if we want to be part of a two witness company, brother, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not going to be on the fact of what you were. It's not going to be on the fact of what you did. It's not going to be on the fact of no matter how good you might be. Hello? Hallelujah. It is going to be on the basis of how much you have been able to divest yourself of one personality and put on the personality of the other. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? And if you can't say amen, say oh me or oh my. Oh, here he goes again. Talking about death to self. Yes. Amen. That's the only message I know. Hallelujah. It's called death to self in capital letters. Hallelujah. Hit the enlarge button. You know how you on that computer, you hit that button and it grows. Hallelujah. That's it. You hit that button. You make it longer. You make it wider. Hallelujah. God is wanting to make a difference. Hallelujah. Not in your environment. Outside. Inside. Inside. Do you hear me? Inside. Inside. Get out of church thinking. Get out of church orientation. Inside. Inside. I must change inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had a big old sign on my mirror in my bathroom when I had one. Hallelujah. And it said, you are dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? It says, you are dead. It was right below so I could see my face. Hallelujah. You are dead. And I look in the eye and say, no more will I be obedient to your heritage. No more will my grandfather have predominance over my mind. No more shall my grandmother have a position or a place, a preference in my life. Hallelujah. I am born again. Hello? Oh, yes, we say we're born again, and when we say we're going to heaven. Hallelujah. And then we act like we never were born again. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If I had a board, hallelujah. So just imagine there's a board here, all right? Hallelujah. There's a board right here. You see it in the spirit, right? And right here, there's the tabernacle. Hello? And right here, there's the holy place. Holy place and the holy of holies. Everybody see it? Everybody see it? Not everybody seeing it? Get in the spirit. Hallelujah. This is called spiritual vision. Hallelujah. You have seven pieces of furniture, brazen labor, right? Right here. See it? Yeah? Come on. Hallelujah. Brazen altar, brazen labor. You go through the door, candlestick, and table of showbread. And before the veil, you have the golden altar of incense. Hallelujah. In the time frame that we live, in the place that we now are, with the word that we have, we are supposed to be here, right here. What is this? Oh, yes, you see it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are supposed to be at that golden altar of incense. That's where we're supposed to be. Golden altar of incense is not a sacrifice for sin. Hello? Hallelujah. Golden altar of incense is for the sacrifice of a perfect soul. It is a perfect offering. And it is not I that determines the perfectness of that offering. It is in the aspect of God, hallelujah, because as the priest went in and he put the incense upon that altar, praise God, hallelujah, what happened? The smoke of that incense began to rise. And if it went one direction, hallelujah, everything was okay. If it went the other direction, you better run for your life. Hallelujah. Because it would mean that it was an unacceptable offering. Hallelujah. And we as a church, with a word that we have, should be at this position right here in front of this golden altar. But we're not. Hallelujah. We're out here in the outer court. Huh? I'm right here between the brazen altar and the brazen laver. Hello? Hallelujah. We talk about the salvation of God. We talk about the blood of Jesus Christ. We talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We have a holy place word, but it's out here in an outer court ministry. What does that mean? It means that the word is not doing for us what God intended it to do. The word is not doing and performing in a manner that is consistent with the thought and the idea of what it was that God had in the beginning. You know, we sang the song about New Jerusalem. We sang the song about the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. God is without end. God is without end. He has no beginning. There is no Alpha and Omega in the eternal aspect of God the Creator. Hello? Come on. Hallelujah. It is only with regards to the fact of the time frame that we live in that God is Alpha and God is Omega. Hello? Come on, brethren. God, an eternal God, doesn't need time. It's you and I that needs the time. Hello, can you hear me? Hallelujah. It's me that needs the time. Hello? And that time has been delegated for a specific reason. That time has been delegated for a specific purpose. Hello? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says that we enter into the kingdom of God through what? Much. No, you just want to shorten it. You just want to shorten it. You just want a little tribulation. You just want a little trouble. Oh, yes, give me a little trouble, right, brother? Don't push me too hard. Don't push me this way. Don't push me that way. Give me a little space. Do you have that terminology? Give me my space. Hallelujah. My grandkids were always saying to their siblings, get out of my face. Hello? Get out of my face. Do you have that expression? Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, God's not going to get out of your face. Hallelujah. He's going to be right there involved with you. He's going to be right there in the time frame of what it is that you have according to the word that you have heard. Hallelujah. And the requirement is on us older people as well as these younger generation. We should be teaching our younger generation how to overcome the nature with which they were born. Hello. Hallelujah. You know, it's amazing. You know, I have a number of children and I have a lot of grandchildren. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And it's amazing how we raise them unto ourselves. Huh? Oh, yeah. Somebody said, well, he looks just like you. Oh, yes. I don't say, poor boy. Huh? Hallelujah. Well, they say of one of my sons, well, the apple, it doesn't fall too far from the tree. Hello? I don't say, well, we need to rebuke it. Hallelujah. You know, I kind of get a little puffed up a little bit. I get the sense of, well, you know, you should look like me. Hallelujah. Well, acting like me is not so bad. Well, my God, when I look back over my life and the things that I had to do and all of the trouble that I had, do I want him to have that trouble? Hallelujah. Well, when somebody says something of that nature to me now, I said, well, there was hope for me, there's hope for him. Amen. Huh? Did you hear it? Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But we are not like that. We want to teach our children how to be Americans. We want to teach our children how to be as-built. We want to teach our children how to be Californian, how to move in and live in the environment in which they were born dead in. Did you hear me? That little cute, lovey, cuddly little thing. I love babies. I just love them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love them. I love their little, you know, they just always reaching out and grabbing things and touching your face and just want to hug you, smile, they smile back. I love babies. But that baby is born dead. That baby is unregenerated. That baby has the spirit of perdition in it. Hello? Not only does he have all of that overshadowing, but he has everything that is bad about me and my family. Put right on top of it. Put right down on top of it. Hello? I have a responsibility. I found that, you know, it's amazing. When I went to Ethiopia, hallelujah, They don't use knives and forks. They use their fingers, as a lot of African cultures do. But they do it in a particular way. I have spent years developing the art of eating with a knife and fork. And I'm sitting at my table with my kids. And they want to pick up their food. We don't eat with our fingers. That's why God gave us knives and forks. Huh? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And I go into a culture and they're eating with their fingers. Hello? Hallelujah. They're eating with their fingers. Do you know how hard it is to get the food from your plate to your mouth with your fingers, and you never have used your fingers to eat with? Hallelujah. Huh? Hallelujah. And when I sit down to a table, first thing I do is look for the silverware. Hello? There is something ingrained in me. There is something I have been trained to do in a natural arena, to behave in a certain way. Now, whether you eat with your fingers or whether you eat with your hands, the fact of what it is, I am telling you of the commonality that we have and what it is that we portray and how it is we teach our children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe I should taught my children how to eat with their fingers and how to eat with their knives and forks. I don't know. Hallelujah. And you know, we don't all eat with knives and forks in the same way. Some of them hold it in the left hand, the fork, and the knife in the right hand, and shovel the food onto the fork that way. Some of them have the other way around. They have the fork in the left hand and the knife in the right hand. And everybody does it the same way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Everybody does it the same way. Hallelujah. And then we graduate from that position to the spiritual heritage that we have. Oh, I better read the verse. I better read the verse. I want you to know that I'm coming to you from Scripture. Hallelujah. I'm coming out of Isaiah chapter 52, and I'm starting at that first verse. Praise the Lord. You can read it, going down through the 4 or 5, I think, but somewhere in there. I'll get to it eventually. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we are very much involved, and you know something? It's very hard to get you people to smile. Sometimes I'm standing there, you'll say something, and I'm saying, do I laugh?
Oh my.
Or do I frown? Or do I just say, oh my? I don't know how to respond. Hallelujah. And there's something about a smile. Something about a smile. Have you ever tried making somebody smile? Huh? Try it. Hallelujah. It's difficult, but you can win. They've come with this face. It's like stone. No expression, no emotions. Hallelujah. With their eyes half closed. Hallelujah. And you smile at them. Hi, how are you? You look beautiful today. You look very handsome today. Praise the Lord. Are you well? Are you good? You know, they just can't help but smile. Hallelujah. And you rebuke a spirit. You can rebuke a spirit with a smile. You can rebuke an attitude with a smile. Somebody can come in grumpy. Oh my goodness, grumpy, 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 grumpy. And every time they say something, it's like a bark. Woof, woof. And you know, it just kind of shakes you up. And it's a spirit. It's a spirit that is trying to possess the environment. And that's why the Bible says, a soft answer turneth away wrath. Hallelujah. But a smile with a soft answer goes a long way to delivering us out of a particular mode in which the devil has us in. Hello? Brethren, we have to change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The songs we were singing this morning, some of them dealt with sanctification, consecration, and dedication. That is brazen labor business. Hello? Hallelujah. There is a word. Where is the word? Having a form of godliness. James? Huh?
Titus?
Are you sure? Huh? Find some. I want the scripture. Second Timothy. All right, I didn't think it was Titus. Second Timothy. Verse. I got it marked right there. It is. Hallelujah. Okay, saying having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Now, okay, chapter three. Three is the number of fullness. Five is the aspect of ministry, and in the aspect of it, it is highlighting both that which the ministry of the word is supposed to do, and what I am not allowing it to do. Now, this, you have to take this scripture in context with how and to whom it is being written. Hello? Amen. Hallelujah. Timothy was in a position that he was overseeing a work of God that had been established on the basis of an apostolic word. Hello? You know, we seem to think that the word that was being ministered in the New Testament was different than the word that we have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have a word for you. Hallelujah. The Lord says that there is a work going on. And there has been progress. There has been things that God has been setting in order in your life, in your soul. Hallelujah. And there are victories that God has been giving you. They seem little, small, maybe insignificant, but one victory upon the other victory upon another victory and then another victory builds into a very big victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And God is now getting ready to take you to a higher level. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You're not to be dismayed. You're not to be frightened. You're not to be fearful. And you know what? God will take care of the business and everything that you're involved in if you set your heart upon the things of God that matter concerning your position, your walk, and the calling and the election in your life. There are many things that want to crowd into your... You're a young person growing up. You're wanting to know, well, what am I going to be? Which way do I go? How do I do it? How do I achieve it? I want to be happy. I want to be fulfilled. All of those things are natural things that you have to deal with. God said, seek me first. Amen. Did you hear me? Seek me first. And the kingdom of God and all of these things will be added unto you. What God is where God is bringing you, young lady, is in a position or a place where you can trust Him. Amen. Hallelujah. And God is not a man that He should lie. Hallelujah. 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 So where was I? Praise God. Hallelujah. Were we listening? Yes. We are finding ourselves having to go back. Oh, the form of godliness. That's what I wanted. Praise God. So here we are in the book of Timothy. He was a leader in that assembly. He was given a commission in spite of his age, but his maturity in the spirit and his tutelage by Paul gave him the credentials that he needed. And I have to believe that this young man was a prayer warrior. Because nothing of this scope, nothing of this magnitude can be accomplished without prayer. Hallelujah. And you young people that desire to be involved in the business of God, if you think that you can get on with it without constant prayer, you're mistaken. Hallelujah. You won't, in baseball we say you won't even make it to first base. You don't play baseball, right? You play cricket or something like that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? You won't even get to first base. Hallelujah. You have to set a resume. You have to set a program with you and God, and you cannot fudge on it. Hello? Hallelujah. Did you hear me? And you know, that really goes as well for those of us who are older. If you do not have a program, if you do not have a goal, a destiny, which to achieve. You know, if I want to lose weight, I have to do something about it. I just can't say, God, melt it off of me. Huh? Hallelujah. I have to do something about it. I have to put discipline into my life. Hello? Hallelujah. I have to put discipline into my life. Hello? Discipline.
Amen.
We don't want to be disciplined. No amens, Brother Opus. I can't figure it out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Is discipline a dirty word? Huh? Hallelujah. Doesn't Proverbs say something about listening to instructions? Huh? To write them. How? Huh? To keep them ever before our eyes. To ever keep our in a position or a place of our consciousness. Hello? Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You guys got to get a little more energy. You guys got to get a little more spiritual life. Hello? Say amen. You know, maybe I should go over here to Revelations. And instead of ministering when I'm ministering this morning, minister on the third chapter or the fifth church, which was the church of Sardis. You have a reputation for what? Being alive, but you are dead. Huh? Hallelujah. Do you want to be Sardis? Huh? You have the key, you have the power, you have the ability to be delivered from it. Hello? Hallelujah. Well, I'll save that one for another time. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 3, fullness. 5, ministry. Hallelujah. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. There is a scripture, another scripture, hallelujah, that deals with that, praise God. That is the scripture of the five wise and the five foolish. Hello? Now, brethren, where is that? Is that chapter 13? Huh? Chapter 25. Is that Matthew? All right, Matthew 25. Listen, brethren. Hallelujah. I don't sit down and make notes what I'm going to talk to you. I get up. God called me, oh my God, 40 some years ago, and he says, if you get up, I will fill your mouth. Hallelujah. That means I get up, I open my mouth, and God begins to drop these things into my mind. I'm going down a road, and all of a sudden he drops the scripture. I got up and go right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he says five wise, five foolish, he's not saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's saying there is a wise ministry. 5 is the number of ministry. 5 is the number of administration. 5 is the number of what happens with regards to my relationship with God in the Word. Hello? It's a ministry. Hallelujah. Not a man getting up here and praying, I'm one of the 5. Who are you? Hallelujah. Has nothing to do with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, I sent my word and it healed their disease. Another scripture comes to me. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 17, I think. Hallelujah. It says that the heart is deceitfully wicked. Hallelujah. And the emphasis says it is terminally ill. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says, I have sent my word to heal your heart disease. Hallelujah. 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 So it is a ministry that involves the Word of God and what the Word of God is working within the scope of humanity to bring forth something that God wanted from the very beginning when He created you and me to begin with. Hallelujah. God has not changed His mind. Hallelujah. God does not... Oh, Lord, see, this gun disappears. Hallelujah. God does not want church.
Amen.
Did you hear me? God does not want church. God is finished with church. God is done with church. Go into Revelation. Read the story of that many-headed dragon. Hello? Do you know it says of one of the heads? Hallelujah. It had a mortal wound that was healed. Did you hear it?
Yep.
Hallelujah. That dragon is Satan. Hello? That dragon is the kingdom of Satan. That dragon is the administration of Satan. That is the business of Satan. How is it? How is he mortal? You, what does mortal mean? Huh? It is a wound unto death. It's supposed to be incurable, isn't it? Hello? Hallelujah. But it was healed. Who healed it? Hallelujah. That wound on that head was inflicted by Jesus Christ when He died on the cross and He resurrected from the dead. Don't you remember His word? It is finished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was the church that healed the world. They did not pursue after. They did not do what they were supposed to do with what it was that God had given them. And they gave their strength to the devil. Hallelujah. That wound was healed. Hallelujah. So now we are back here trying to redo what was done in the beginning. Hallelujah. So it's talking about a foolish ministry. And Paul is now describing the aspects of that ministry and the position of where it was the church was at in his day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, every time there's been a move of God, devil comes in with a counter move. In church. Huh? It's been that way. Go into the history of church. When I was here last, which was August, okay. When I was here in August, we had a history lesson in the church. Spiritual history. I get those tapes. Has anybody listened to those tapes? More than once? One person. I saw one person. Tim is too late to him. I don't want to be the only one. Huh? My God. Why are we here? Why are we here? What are we doing? What we're doing? You know, your time is valuable. At least, I think it is. Hallelujah. My time is very valuable. And I don't mean money-wise. I am not getting any younger. I am 1 year older. I am 1 year older every year. The Bible says it has only been given to man, what is it, 70? Hello? That's 70 years. Oh my God. Hallelujah. That means I only have a couple more years left. Hello? Anything beyond that is pure, unadulterated grace. Hallelujah. And the only thing that is going to keep me alive, brethren, is this word. If God so fits to keep me alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I have to be diligent about God's business. Hallelujah. If a 12-year-old boy had a revelation of his father's business, And he could tell his parents, "Dost thou not know that I must be about my Father's business? How much more a person as old as I am, who has been involved with the Word as much as I have, and who is involved in the Word as much as I am, not have a responsibility to feed, to think, to meditate, to get into, to divest myself of myself, and to feed upon this living Word?"
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see you guys walking around with your little earbuds. Hallelujah. Won't ask you what you're listening to. Are you listening to the Word of God? Are you listening to the messages that come by virtue of the Spirit of God? And as you're listening to them, are you saying, "God, feed my spirit. Feed my soul." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said unto his disciples, "I have a meat to eat." Can you say that? Huh? He was not hungry anymore. Hallelujah. Can you say that? Can I say that? Hello? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My goodness. Hallelujah. You know, one of the hardest things for me to do after a meeting is go eat. Oh, you know, you're so hospitable, you're so loving, and you bring me this big plate, and you know, I just don't have the heart to say no thank you. I just have to, but yeah, it is so difficult. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I'm already full. Hallelujah. I'm already full. I'm full. Hallelujah. That's the way I want to be all the time. I don't want it just now and then. I don't want it just in these little time frames. I want it all the time, constantly, 24/7, 7 days a week. Hallelujah. That's what I wanted. Hello? And that's what I want for you to be. Hallelujah. You know, my kids, whenever they talk to me, I say, "Well, what has the Lord said to you today?" And I get this kind of blank look. I said, "You haven't talked to him, have you?" I said, "You know, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in you." Hallelujah. I said, "You're more Asbel than you are God. You need to rebuke Asbel and get more of God." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Now, brethren, go up to verse 1, verse 2, verse 3, verse 4. Hello? Hello? Whether you like it or not, he's addressing the attitude of a religious environment. And he's telling you and I what's going on in that religious environment. Hello? Hallelujah. Oh, that doesn't sound very Christian to me. Does it sound Christian to you? Hallelujah. I'm back in 2 Timothy. Hallelujah. Chapter 3. Hallelujah. And know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Oh, the last days. Oh, this is Timothy. Paul writing to Timothy. Where now, what? 2,000 years down the road? Huh? Is that right? Is my math right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We're somewhere around the 7,000th year. Hello? Hallelujah. This is 1,500 or 2,000 years down the road. Do you think times are perilous? I'm asking you. Do you think your times are perilous? Do you think your economy is perilous? Do you think your safety is perilous? Hallelujah. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are living in perilous times. What does God have to do? What does the devil have to do? Come and throw a bomb into the midst of your meeting for you to believe that you are in perilous times? If he throws a bomb in here, it's too late. It's too late. Brother, it won't make any difference what church you're in. Hallelujah. Whether you say you're meeting because God has told you to meet or done whatever it is, that won't make any difference. There's no point. Bomb is bomb. Dead or dead. Dead is dead. Hello? The only hiding place that we have is in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's coming, brother. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. What does it have to do to be on top of you? You have to go out and bury a few people that you knew and love? Hello? Hallelujah. 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 God is coming to us. A holy place. A holy place. I like this one better. Holy place church. God is coming to us. I like that. The word's back there. Huh? That's great. The Holy Place Church. God is coming to the Holy Place Church. Which church you are? Amen. And he said, you're not here. You're out here. It's time to get down to business. And God never brings a word of instruction. God never brings a word of correction unless he gives you the power to perform. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's what it's all about. It says, rise up out of the dust, out of the dirt. Let me go back. I'm not finished there, but maybe I am. Let's go back over into Isaiah. It says, awake! Awake! You know, my alarm clock went off this morning. I was already up, but it went off. And it goes out and it goes, onward, Christian soldiers. That's my alarm, by the way. That's my alarm. That's my alarm. Whenever I set an alarm, onward, Christian soldiers, marching past to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. Hallelujah! I want to make sure I wake up with the right mind. I don't want to ask Bill saying, oh my God, do I have to get out of this bed? Oh my God, don't you have any mercy? Hallelujah. I said, God, don't you hear these old bones squeak? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching past to war. Hallelujah. Not going to a party, brother. Not going to a time of singing and dancing. There may be singing and dancing, but it's singing and dancing because we got the victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, you know, sometimes I ask some of you, how are you? And you say, I'm fine. You are? You're fine? Yes. Whew. Oh my goodness. Awake! Awake! Put on thy strength! Hello? Oh Zion! You're Zion! My son was in Owerri last time, and he brought a word on Isaiah. He brought a word on Israel. What was it? Israel, Judah, and Zion. Hallelujah. It was marvelous word. Marvelous. I've listened to it 3 or 4 times. You know, I am so thankful to God. You know, this young man was going down a dead-end street. He was in rebellion. He was one of these skateboarders. You know what a skateboarder is? He's got that board and he got that wheels on there. Hallelujah. He had the baggy pants, the shirt out. He had the shirt out, had the long hair, and it was always down here, you know, down, and you're always going. Hallelujah. You know those 15, 16, 17, 18 years time frame. It's tough. It's rough. There's so much peer pressure. It's so much pressure to conform. And so he wanted to be different. No, he just wanted to be different from me. Because when he got in the crowd, I had a hard time picking him out. They all looked the same. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you know, God got a hold of the young man. Hallelujah. And he made a decision to kick the skateboard out to the door. And I don't know that he's been on one since then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God talks to him. God talks to him. Talks to him. I get blessed sitting in a meeting. I'd rather sit and listen to him than anything. Hello. And it's not because he's my son. What he is doing is he's gone beyond where I was when I was his age. Hallelujah. And he's not any longer under the bondage of Asbel in that respect. Hello. Hallelujah. He is a testimony. Huh? He's not, some of you are his age and you have the capability, the potentiality to be to do as well, if not even better. Hallelujah. Awake! There's a trumpet that God is blowing in this hour. Hallelujah. I hear the sound. Huh? What is it? The army of the Lord. What's the rest of it? Huh? What is the rest of it? Don't you know it? Everlasting joy and gladness in this heart, in their heart, and in this army I have a part. Hallelujah. Every one of you here up is here by divine appointment, by divine selection. Devil was working to keep you away. Devil was working to do what he could do to keep you out of this place at this time, because he knew that if you came here, you were going to meet with God. Hallelujah. If you have come for any other reason, you need to repent. And if you don't want to repent, go home. Hello. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the Lord is telling us that we need to awake. That we need to awake and put on our strength. Hello. That means strength is there. Hello. He says, his mercies are what? New every morning. Did you take advantage of that mercy today? Did you? Did you stop before you got out of bed and say, oh God, I am so glad for the Word of God. I am so glad for that mercy that is new. Father, I just receive it. 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 Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the first thing I do is I rebuke that familiar spirit that has to do with my family. I rebuke that familiar spirit that has to do with my father's house. I rebuke that spirit that has to do within the country out of which I come. I rebuke you. I bind your influence over my mind. I don't want to think like you. I don't want to act like you. And I certainly do not want to be in the shoes that you are wearing. Loose me. Hallelujah. Come on, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 God is waiting for you. God is waiting for me. Hallelujah. All of the men of God. There are so many men of God that have gone out before us, who have trudged down the road that we are now walking. They had a reality of God because they prayed. Hallelujah. Because they stayed in communication with God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh yes. I'm going to flip back over to Timothy. Hallelujah. Now, let me go to Genesis. I want to go to Genesis. Genesis. I want you tonight to look at what it was that God is asking us to do. And if you want to know that, you've got to go back to the beginning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you can read from verse 1 right up to verse 26. So much revelation in there. Oh my God, we have no excuse. I have no excuse. No excuse for not knowing to do good and not doing it. Hallelujah. I have no excuse, brethren. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And God was with the Word. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. There was a man called John. Man called John. Who loved God. He loved Him. He loved Him. He loved Him. He loved Him. He spent time with Him. He listened to Him. He talked with Him. Hallelujah. God ministered to John. God, and there was something that was created in the relationship between God and John. Hello? So that the testimony of the man could be, and this is the apostle that God loved. He loved the man's tenacity. He loved the man's perseverance. He loved the man's desire for Him. Him, God. Hello?
Hi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I get certain impressions sometimes when I'm ministering. And I was in a room full of people and we were talking about that word in John. And all of a sudden I went into a vision as I was speaking to the people. And I saw Jesus with His disciples. I'm not going to go through the whole vision. I saw Jesus with His disciples out there in the wilderness, somebody, fire going. It was so natural, so absolutely human in all of the aspects of what I was seeing. I thought I could just walk in and sit down by the fire. Brother Obi, I wanted to step in. I wanted to sit down in the chair there in the floor on the ground with them. I didn't want to be right there. I wanted to be there. Hallelujah. And He was talking to them about the things of the kingdom. Oh my God. And one at a time they begin to fall asleep. One at a time. Dropping off. Sleeping. Jesus. God. Christ. Right there in their midst. Telling them secrets. I knew He was telling them secrets, Brother Mike. And I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear what those secrets were. And finally, they were all asleep except for one man. And that was John. He was sitting this right here beside the Lord. And he was kind of leaned over and his head was laying upon Jesus' breast. And he was just looking up like this, and Jesus was talking and he was just looking, and there was such a, oh God, such a rapture of divineness on his countenance. And I knew that then and there, with everyone else sleeping, God, Jesus Christ, was lifting John up into a higher strata of experience. He was lifting John up. He was bringing John. Do you hear? Come on, brother, listen to this. With that thought in mind, listen to this. John chapter 1. I'm just going to, you don't have to turn. I just want to read there. With this thought in mind, John is being lifted up. He's no longer around a campfire. He's no longer there with these other men. It's just Him in God. Hallelujah. And God is showing him the beginning. He was talking to an eternal spirit that is not controlled by time. No Alpha, no Omega. Hallelujah. Eternity sitting there next to a fire with 12 men. And one man has the tenacity, the determination, the desire, the want to feast upon living bread. Loose him. I want to be like that John. God, make me like John. Am I willing to be made like John? The man suffered. because of the Word. God lifts him up. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Come on, Brother Hubert. Don't you sense it? The camaraderie, the interaction with the reality of God in time. Hallelujah. Seeing the eternalness of it. Seeing the glory of it. Seeing the power of it. Seeing the revelation of what it was that God was in the beginning, and the reality of what it was that God wanted to do with John and with man, with humankind. Hallelujah. How could I not want it? How could I not want it? Hallelujah. We come down to verse 26. Hallelujah. I believe. Do you hear? He said, I didn't finish that. Let me just finish that. Because he was reiterating what he saw. He was reiterating what he felt. He saw the desire of God. Brother Chijoki, he saw the brother for, he saw God's desire for man.
Oh, yeah.
He saw the reality of it better than any of us have ever seen it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is time to an eternal God? What is time and space and place to an eternal God who has no time, no place, no space? He's infinite. And I'm supposed to be his son. John is building us a picture, don't you understand? All things were made by him. And without him was not nothing, was nothing, 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 nothing that was made, made. Do you hear it? John was seeing it. I want to see it. I want to step in those shoes. This is not even Jesus Christ's shoes. This is John's shoes. Hallelujah. 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 In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth into the darkness. Where did John get this word? Is it a home study Bible lesson? Did he sit down one day and just start writing? No. John saw it.
Amen.
John experienced that. And it says that without him was not anything made. John was there in the beginning, and he saw God come down into the earth and begin to fashion and form a man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He saw him begin to bring that clay together. Hallelujah. And he saw God. In him was the life of man. He breathed into John, brother. And that man became a living soul. What would you give to be there to see it? I'd give everything I am. Oh, yes. And if you want to see it, you have to give everything you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he saw the desire. He heard the counsel of God. Let us. Can you imagine sitting in on the counsel of God? Let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness. Hallelujah. Oh my God, doesn't that say that? Oh. My heart pains to be a part of that want to. I'm tired of having this old man strapped to my back. I'm tired of having wretched old man Asbil strapped to my back, putrefying my spiritual existence, bringing its contamination in on top of me. God, deliver me or kill me. Deliver me or kill me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he brings these, he says these perilous times, it behooves us to understand in 2 Timothy again, chapter 3, it behooves us to understand. Hallelujah. In all of your getting, get understanding. Hello? Hallelujah. It behooves us to understand. We are living in the perilous of the perilous of the perilous of the perilous times. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Have you overcome one of the main essential programming factors of humanity that was put into us by the devil in the beginning? Huh? Hallelujah. It's the instinct of self-preservation. Oh yes, when the devil came to Eve, and Eve is a type of the church. So don't point at the women. Go and take a look in the mirror. Eve is a type of the church. And as the devil came to Eve in the garden, the devil is now coming to the church at the end of time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we are susceptible to that contamination because we have not yet dealt the death blow to the spirit of self-preservation. Hallelujah. When the devil said to Eve, ye shall be as God, he took a truth and twisted it. Hallelujah. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. Devil was saying, you can become a God by the right of conquest. Every argument, every disposition of disagreement is one of a battle for preeminence. Hello? Are you all got marriages made in heaven, right? No trouble, no difficulties, no arguments, no hurt feelings, no ladies down in the dumps, no men angry because their wives just don't understand them. Huh? Right? I don't think so. Don't think so at all. Hallelujah. We're still back there in the garden. Wrestling. It's one of preeminent. You're a God. So it's just a matter of if your God is stronger than her God. Huh? Are you going to be the God of gods? Huh? Hello? You know, it's even that way in the spiritual kingdom, isn't it? In the devil kingdom, you have this devil, and this devil's always trying to get preeminence over all these other devils. Hello? Am I talking to the right people?
Yes.
Huh? You have spiritual warfare. That is your history. You've seen lesser spirits subjugate themselves to other spirits that are stronger. Hello? Hallelujah. I have over and over and over again. It is the God-ology theory. It is the God-ology principle. Hallelujah. And it's called rebellion. Rebellion. You have a certain thought. And somebody tells you something contrary to that thought. And you just say, oh, okay, you're right, I'm wrong. No, you don't. You start going down the list why yours is better. Number one, it's this. Number two, it's this. Number three, is this. And as you discuss it, the conversation becomes more heated. Huh? So not only are we going to find out which devil is wiser, we have to find out which devil is stronger. You have it in relationship. Women always trying to be men. Men always subjugating and becoming women. Hallelujah. You see it in parental relationship. Children against parents. Parents against children. Hello. Hallelujah. It's everywhere in your work environment, in your business of the day. Hallelujah. When you want to buy something, you want to be first in line and get it in case it's not there when you get up there. You want to make it sure you get up there. And we push, we shove, we do this, step on toes, knock people over. Hallelujah. Am I talking to the right people? Huh? Hallelujah. We are supposed to be different. It says, let him that would be first, what? And try that the next time you get in the car and you're driving down the street. You think, now, if I don't do something, I'll never get down there. Everybody will be getting in front of me. Everybody getting in front of me. Well, maybe God wants you to sit right there and pray and praise. I don't know. Hello? Hello? I'm not saying that's true on every circumstance. I'm saying we need to examine our behavior. We need to pray. We need to go to God about it. Don't take my word for it. Go to God. Hallelujah. I remember very clearly. It was in Owerri the first time I was there. There was a man that came. I don't know whatever happened to the man, but I remember the prophecy. I remember the vision of the man. I think you might have been there. Hello? He had a big black cord tucked right here into his chest. Big cord. Big thick thing. Big electrical conduit type cord. Went out of his chest. Was plugged into the earth. Hallelujah. And you know, God gave me a revelation about myself in that aspect of that ministry to that man. I became aware of the cord that was in my chest and the thing that was plugged into my earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just didn't give the man the word. I went home and began to fast and pray. Hello. Hallelujah. But I saw a hand come down out of heaven. It grabbed a hold of that cord and began to pull on that cord. And there was great resistance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But in the aspect of the deal, there was a strength that the man gave to God to pull it. I could tell you in the ministration where he released himself. Loose. And it came out of the ground with that sucking sound. Hallelujah. And it was all matted and entangled with things that were growing around it and on the cord of its own. Hallelujah. And it took the cord and it plugged it into heaven.
Hallelujah.
As the word was flowing and the ministration was fluid, began to pour into the cord.
Amen.
And the cord began to become a different color. It started out by being gold, and then it began to be a translucent gold, and then it became almost invisible. But I knew that fluid was flowing into the man. And it was changing the nature of the man. Loose! I had it here. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. It was a revelation that God gave me here. Hallelujah. For you people as well as for myself. Hallelujah. Now, I can do something about me. I can't do nothing about you but pray. I cannot do anything about you except to go to God. Hello? And begin to have God deliver me in some aspect, some way. Maybe my deliverance will bring and facilitate your deliverance. I don't know. Hallelujah. But I'm willing to find out. Hallelujah. 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 Say amen. Say it like you mean it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You should read those. I don't feel to go into those those first several verses. But I want you to understand that God is talking about us. This is not the sinner. This is us. This is the church. This is the Holy Place Church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it says in the beginning, verse 26, and God said, let us make man. How is he going to make him? Hallelujah. In our image and in our likeness. Oh my God. How many times have we heard about the image of God? How many times have we heard about the desire of God to make us like Him? Are we yet like Him? Are we any closer to being like Him? Maybe. Maybe. I hope so. But are we where that we are supposed to be? No, sir. No, ma'am. We are not where we should be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So, go with me back into Isaiah. Hallelujah. It says, put, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Hallelujah. What is God saying? God is saying, I am taking charge of my business.
Amen. Amen.
I am taking charge of my business. Did you hear me? You may think you're in charge of God's business, but you're not. Hallelujah. And if God is in charge of your business and you're trying to be in charge of it, there's going to be a head-on collision. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's saying, enough is enough. Enough is enough. No more shall you take that which is clean and make it profane. No more shall you take that which was given for a particular reason and you utilize it for a reason totally opposite or outside of what it is it was created for.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And brethren, he's talking to me individually in my position of behavior.
Amen.
If I say I come and I'm giving you everything and I'm holding something back, God knows it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There came a time and he said, no more. Enough is enough.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the church had the same word. Did you know that?
Amen.
The church in Antioch, the church in Acts, they had the same word. Hallelujah. The people were moving as one people. Hallelujah. Bringing their goods and laying them at the apostles' feet. It wasn't man that they were bringing their offerings. It was the word of God and the perpetuation of it. Come on, brother.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
You see, God knew what was down the road. Do you know that all of those brethren were scattered? Do you know that persecution came into the church because of the way it was developing and growing and the continuity and the flowing? You think we have oneness? Oh my God. Hallelujah. We would stand out like a sore thumb in the midst of them. Hello. Hallelujah. Moving as one individual, moving in continuity with each other. Hallelujah. And God saw, what if they hadn't done what they did when they did it? What would have happened to all of those goods and all of that stuff that they gave to the work of God for the development of the word? What would have happened? They would have lost it. They would have lost it. Now they were free.
Hallelujah.
Huh? They were free to what? Run! Hello? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
They were free to run. And in some respects, they were moving in according to the principle, spiritual principle. When you see the abomination of desolation standing where? Oh, you mean it's not on the outer court? You mean it's not out there in the world, brother? It's not there in the world? Huh? I thought it was coming from the world. No. It's in the holy place. An abomination of desolation is a word that has been contaminated. It has been contaminated by self-preservation and self-interest. Self has not died. And it's now standing up as though it were dead. Hallelujah. And beginning to move as though it were alive, but it is dead. Hello? Hallelujah. Read the account of Sardis. Fifth station, fifth church, fifth experience. You have the reputation. He's talking about the holy place church. Listen, brethren, it's not just you as a people. It's the holy place church global-wide. They are facing the same dilemma. They are facing the same trouble. They are facing the same predicament. They are finding themselves in the same place as you. Hallelujah. And if you don't think that it will not be those brethren that persecute the ones that are now fleeing, you're mistaken. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Persecution of the church always has come from the church. If the church has not facilitated with the hatred and animosity and the religious pride and the bigotry, hallelujah, Jesus would have never been crucified. He would have never been. It was those who were ordained to hold the oracles of God. Hello? God called the people out of a people, and not that people. He made a people. It was that people, the leaders of that people, that turned and enhanced the riot of the multitude in the mass of their congregation to say, crucify him. What? It's not going to be any different for your little children. Hallelujah. You have to teach them how to fight. Not in the natural, not in the Nigerian way, but in the spirit. Hallelujah. He was singing a song this morning, which, by the way, was the word of God. Huh? He has given you the next. That doesn't mean that Nigeria is going to prosper as a nation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of you needs to get a revelation that Nigeria is dead.
Amen.
And begin to preach it. And to begin to teach it. And to begin to eat it. And begin to assimilate it. And begin to walk like it was a fact. Peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You as a Nigerian cannot usher in the kingdom of God. No matter how good Nigeria is, no matter how talented, how educated, how industrious, how whatever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What do they call that word? They have a word for somebody who invents business. In entrepreneuring. You are the most entrepreneuring people I have ever met. Everybody wants to start a business. So many entrepreneurs, there's no customers. always looking to see how you can make money. I have no problem with it. No problem, no problem, no problem. If you are moving in the spirit, tell me, God said. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I will be saved. Praise the Lord, brother. We'll see whether or not. Hallelujah. Let it be unto thee according to thy word.
Amen.
Loose.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You'll find out if God said it or not. Hello? And if God blesses you, hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll see what you do with it. We're supposed to be shaking our dust. Hallelujah. He's saying no more. He says no more. Will come into thee, the uncircumcised and the unclean. That talks about sanctification, consecration, and purification. Hallelujah. Paul wrote several chapters just on this thought. Chapters 4, chapters 5, chapter 6, chapter 7 of Romans. Paul wrote on consecration, sanctification, purification. Hallelujah. And there are so many verses, so many words that pertain to that process. The washing of the water by the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, it says, shake thyself. Hallelujah. I went to look this word shake up. Oh my goodness. You know what it's like? What it means? It has the connotation. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Here I am again. Forgetting myself. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is as a lion that will shake its mane before it roars. Hallelujah. And what it has in the context of that word is that it is you emptying out yourself. So it speaks in some respects of a hunger. Huh? It speaks of a, it says, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after what? Are you sure? You sure? Success in job, success in education, success in physical position of excellence and health. Huh? You sure? Hallelujah. Oh my goodness, I think we have it wrong. At least what I am seeing in the world, in the church, looks like the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shake thyself from thy dust. You know, your dust is different than my dust. Did you know that? Hallelujah. My dust is Asbil dust. And Thrailkill and Aylesbury and this dust and that dust. It's German. It's a little bit of French and a little bit of English and this and that. And God knows how much. And then if you want to go on the spiritual side, it has adulterers. It has murderers. It has hate mongers. It has backstabbers and gossipers. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Shake myself from the dust. Hallelujah. Wait, what happens? It said that to the devil, the God said to the devil, on thy belly shalt thou go. Huh? And dust shalt thou eat. What dust is going to eat? My dust. But if I shake my dust off, what's he going to have to feed on mine? Nothing. It says the prince of this world cometh to me and he finds nothing. No American. No American. No right of independence. No right of freedom. No right of a position of self-worth. Hello? We, the people of the United States. Huh? We, the people of the United States. What is the United States? Don't get me wrong, brethren. When God told me in August that my country was dead, I grieved. But he said, dead, do you hear me? What you see is just an illusion. It's a deception. God has spoke to me that it is dead. And if you don't think that will not have consequences for you when the totality of the reality is manifested, you are mistaken. Hello? I hope at that time you are where you need to be. I hope that you have gotten a hold of what it is that God has given you. I hope that you have your hand on that plow and your eyes are fixed down across the field on that row, so that row is very straight. Yes. Not wandering all over the field like a snake. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I'm a farmer, among other things. And when I drive down a field, well, not so much in the States anymore, because they got all this mechanized GPS type of equipment. Everything is so straight, as far as you can see. But I see a man with a plow. Hallelujah. And he's got a donkey, a horse, or a cow. And he's got that old wooden plow. I don't know how he keeps it straight, but I look at his rows, and they are so straight and so precise. I said, my, that guy is precision. That guy is diligent. That guy is focused. Hallelujah. We are to be as focused as that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shake thyself from thy rest. Rise up. That means flee. Flee out of that place of abomination. Flee out of that place of degradation. Flee out of your position of rebellion. Oh, Jerusalem, loose thyself from the band of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Do you see what that verse says? Does anybody see the revelation? Does anybody get the understanding? Do you see it? Huh? Your captivity is self-imposed. Did you hear me? Your captivity is self-imposed. If it wasn't, I wouldn't be able to loose myself. There's something I want, and I'm holding on to it more than I want God. I have to find out what it is. I have to have it defined for me. I have to have a clear understanding of it. Hello? And when I have that clear understanding, I have to go to God. And I have to press. 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 And say, God, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. Deliver me or kill me! I do not want to live in this condition. I do not want to be separated from you. I do not want to be outside of your blessing. I do want to be outside of your covering. Oh, God, help us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And brethren, it says, hallelujah. It says, O captive daughter of Zion. It's you. It's me. It's that holy place church. Hello? Hallelujah. Zion is the elect of God. Zion is the heart of God's dwelling place. Zion is descriptive of the position, the place that God is calling us to. Hallelujah. Oh, brethren, God give us the strength. Hallelujah. To acknowledge our position, to see our position, to acknowledge it, and to repent of it. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you.